Now we're back to my favorite subject, Gentiles. You know, I like to watch the audience, whatever I'm watching. I like to see who's laughing and who isn't. It gives me a guide in terms of what's funny to people. And I always notice the only people who never laugh at my jokes are pseudo-intellectuals who like to consider themselves too cultured to accept these jokes. Too many generalities, stereotypes. Somehow it contradicts their conception of culture to laugh at stereotypes. You know why they say this? Because they're schmucks. Because if this is not culture, if you can't generalize, then you can't study any culture. Culture, by definition, is a generality. If you can't generalize, there's no such thing as the study of culture. What is culture? What is the study of sociology? Is there anything at all? What is sociology? Next. I'm wasting my time on that shit. What is sociology? It's a study of human behavior in a certain time or place in history. Otherwise, there's no such thing as the study of... How did Margaret Mead make a living? How? Is there anything at all that you know? The simple fact is that you are a product of your culture, whether you like to believe it or not. It's no accident that Jews and Gentiles behave differently because they come from different comparative cultures. They even choose different professions. Why do you think when a guy tells me what he does for a living? Isn't it amazing how I can always tell if he's a Jew or a Gentile? I can always tell. If a guy is a farmer, could he be Jewish? Who knows a Jewish father? Anybody? A Jew might buy a farm, sell a farm. He does not work on a farm. I never heard anybody say, Chana, is the horse ready? I never heard. You can tell by what people do for a living. A guy tells you he's a coal miner. A coal miner is a Gentile. Who saw a Jewish coal miner? Anybody? You ever see a sign? Irving's coal mine? I never heard a guy say, I'm going coal mining, then I'm going to shul for Passover. I never heard. You ever see a yarmulke with a light attached to it? You can tell by what people do for a living. Let's be honest about it. If a guy tells you he's a mugger, a mugger is a Gentile. There's no Jewish muggers. There never was, there never will be. A Jew can never make a living as a mugger. Because a mugger has to say, give me your money or I'll kill you. If a Jew said that, he'd have to go to a psychiatrist for 30 years. A Jew cannot say, I'll kill you. A Jew would have to say, listen, you don't have to give me all your money. Sit down, we'll work something out. I didn't say, maybe you got a few dollars now, a few dollars later. Go make a payment. Don't you have anything? We'll give whatever we'll settle for. Doesn't have to be cash. Whatever you got, I did. You see, there are Jewish muggers. That's a lie. There are Jewish muggers, but they're not called muggers. They're called lawyers. You see, the Jews found out a long time ago that a gun is nothing compared to a retainer. That's right. You can tell by anything people do. Watch a guy. Do you ever see a stuntman? I want to ask you a question. If you can't generalize, is there anybody in this building who ever saw a Jewish stuntman? I was in Hollywood for 9 years. I saw them make 300 pictures. I could never find a Jewish stuntman. Jews don't fly from buildings. They don't crash into walls. They don't fly over. This is for Goyim. That's it. You see, Jews have stunts too. They do have stunts, but they have different kinds of stunts. They take in 9 million and they show a loss. You can tell by what people do for a living, whether you like to believe it or not. If a guy tells you, I'm going hunting, bet your life he's a Gentile. Jews do not go hunting. Who saw a Jew go hunting? Anybody? Why would a Jew go hunting? Why? Who's going to see his outfit? Nobody else. Well, let's be honest about it. It's a whole different lifestyle. It's a whole different lifestyle. The Gentiles think of their house as a factory. I don't care what they do for a living. As soon as they go home, they're busy with screwdrivers and Muhammad McClop their house. They're busy. They love screwdrivers. There's 300 versions of a screwdriver in every Gentile house. They have a screwdriver that turns, that twirls, that flies, that goes through buildings, through walls, through countries. Zzz, that's all you hear, humming and buzzing and clapping. You never hear a word in a Gentile house. All you hear is somehow they love screwdrivers. You ever see a screwdriver in a Jewish house? There's no such thing. Even if they have one, they can't find it. They don't know where they left it. They don't know who had it. They don't have it. So do you say, where's the screwdriver? I had the screwdriver. I thought you had the screwdriver. But I put it down, but you picked it up. But I gave it to her, but she gave it to you. They'll kill each other over a screwdriver. You know, anti-Semitism is nothing compared to two Jews looking for a screwdriver. Jews don't need a screwdriver. We have something that's better than a screwdriver that works perfectly, and the Gentiles don't even know about it. It's called a butter knife. In every Jewish house, there's one knife where the edge is to crackle you. That's why you can't find a hammer in a Jewish house. They don't need a hammer. They turn over the butter knife and they come. You know, it's interesting how you could always tell when a Jew put a screw into a wall. You ever notice that? Take a close look at the screw. The cream cheese is still on it. You know, everything I'm telling you happens to be the truth in present-day terms. It's not true in historical terms. Historically, Jews were exceptionally gifted people in all kinds of handcrafts. A lot of people don't know that. They were. It all stopped in 1874. Did you know what happened in 1874? This is very interesting. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. That's when the Jews found out something they couldn't believe, that you could call a Gentile and do the same thing. You understand this? You think any of this is exaggeration? None of this is exaggeration. Jews and Gentiles do everything differently. They don't even stop to notice. They do everything. They even weigh themselves differently. A simple thing like this is a totally different experience to a Jew than it is. You ever see a Gentile weigh himself? Watch him. It takes a second and a half. They look at the number, whatever it is. Kabbis and Drah, that's it. You ever see a Jew weigh himself? It takes a year and a quarter. They start looking and looking and looking. And looking and looking and looking. And no matter what they see, can be. Can be. Don't tell me. I know how much I weigh. I know. You think I need a scale to tell me how much I weigh? And when they can't get the right number, they start standing like this. Then they blame the floor. Can't you see the floor? But the best proof of how true all this is watching a guy get a flat tire. Anybody who says that this not all this is not true, or that there's not really such a profound difference between a Jew and a Gentile, proves himself a schmuck when you see a guy get a flat tire. The whole difference in lifestyle, in history, in background, the fact that a Jew could never do anything with his hands, he's conditioned to overcome discrimination by working with his mind. That's why no Jew could do anything with his hands. That's why when a Jew gets a flat tire, he becomes the most paralyzed schmuck in the world. You ever see a Jew with a flat tire? Nothing to live for, that's all, it's all. A Jew would rather get leprosy than a flat tire. A Jew gets a flat tire, the whole family falls apart and stuff. I can tell the truth, you ever see a Gentile with a flat tire? They enjoy it, they actually love a flat tire. They love it. They jump out of the car like it's a bar mitzvah. They're so happy they love it. They love it. It's a chance to play with tools. We clap the hack. They love the hook. Gentile kids are always on highways. There's a flat. Yay! They love flat tires. Meanwhile, in the Jewish car, every Jewish wife in the world is saying the same thing. It's your fault. It takes a schmuck like you to pick out a highway like this. Of all the highways in the world, this is the one you picked out, you schmuck. And the husband is going,